Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Cindy DeFerdinand.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. All right. Another Tuesday. Here we are. And, you know, folks, today is another rare opportunity where it's just Cindy and I. And if we do get any callers, then we'll, of course, take callers. But Cindy and I just kind of hitting it around we're going to talk about coaching and executive coaching and business coaching. And there's a lot more than meets the eye.
Right.
Just the title, right, Cindy?
Well, yeah. I thought, we talked about spending some time today just to talk about, you know, the whole world of business and executive coaching, that it's a lot more than just business and executive coaching that comes up during sessions with our clients. And it might be of interest to the people out there. You know, we have this show to just introduce people a little bit more to the idea of what coaching really is, because a lot of people still don't understand it. A lot more people, I think, are clear on it in the executive business world, because a lot of companies hire executive coaches like us, and I do a lot of business startup coaching in my private practice as well. But I think what we'd really like to focus on today is the fact that it's not just all business coaching, right, Bruce? We want to kind of clarify that as we work with professionals, business professionals, executive C-suite, management, different types of entrepreneurs and business for themselves, launching businesses, it's not always just business, right, Bruce? We find that a lot of times we have to get to know our clients. People are operating a professional life in the mix of their personal circumstances, right? Whatever they may be. And life happens as we work. So that whole work-life balance thing sometimes comes up. But a lot of times when we're doing coaching, it's not just the business world that's affecting the clients. Sometimes personal life, personal issues, family, children, relationships, parents, health issues come up and affect and interrupt and disrupt, I guess that's a good way to put it, our clients' professional lives. So what do you think about that, Bruce? That's something we talk about. I call it clearing the debris. Sometimes that's what comes up in sessions, is people have real life stuff going on that's affecting and interrupting their focus on business.
Yeah, and sometimes it is that issue or those issues that prompted them to getting into the coaching relationship in the first place, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's really interesting sometimes that people will seek out a coaching relationship, but maybe won't seek out a counseling relationship or another type of relationship. So it's always interesting because it's those issues, right, in terms of clearing the debris. I know with what I do on a lot of my executive cases that whatever that debris may be, we kind of set that up as a coaching goal to address that in a very clear coaching mm-hmm. way, you know, and what can we do to clear this, and what is it? What does it look like? What are some of the things that we can do or read or talk about or whatever to address that? So,
and find some resolution and solution, right? And sometimes it comes up right from the beginning. You know, you start a coaching engagement or, you start working with a new client, and they may have priorities. They may want to get promoted. They may want to build a better team. They may want to launch a business. They may want to shift gears in a business. But a lot of times right up front, they have other things going on in their life that need to be addressed, that they want somebody confidentially to disclose it to hash it out, to come up with some solutions to, so that they can get to the stuff that they really want to be focusing on. Because coaching is all about, what do you want? What do you really want? And what are you going to do to get, you know, what do you got to do to get there? And so, sometimes it's hard to make the things we really want to happen on the professional side of our life happen if there's a lot of static in our personal life. So we wanted to talk a little bit about that today, because I don't know how, you know, sometimes, like Bruce, what you were saying is an engagement gets initiated by a company, by an individual, by an entrepreneur, because they want to talk about those things that are getting in the way. But really underneath it, they really want to move their professional life forward. They want to climb to higher, you know, heights and accomplish more. And sometimes initially they need to work on those things that are standing in the way or are, you know, sort of repeatedly coming up for them. Or maybe it's a current crisis situation that's happening that they really need some help sorting through. So it's important, I think, for people to understand, you know, what coaching is and what it isn't. You know, sometimes people will be working with therapists concurrently if it's deeper issues, right? But sometimes they just need somebody that they can partner with to help facilitate movement through something and back to sort of a grounded state where they actually can focus on their personal, you know, professional goals.
Right. And, you know, some of these goals or some of these issues, we don't necessarily cure them, but we manage them, or we help them manage them. You know, if it's a self-confidence issue, right, or an anxiety issue that's related to self-confidence, you know, I mean, I think from time to time we all are anxious about something.
Absolutely. Right, right. That's life, right?
Yeah. So, you know, but I think for some people that gets so out of balance that it gets in the way, and they kind of lose their voice or lose their sense of efficacy but because of that. So it's a real interesting thing to kind of stop the press, you know, put the car in neutral.
Stop the press. I like that.
Yeah, you know, see what's going on.
Yeah. Here. Sometimes so, you do. You have to kind of just like halt, you know. Even when you're starting with a new client or ongoing clients, because sometimes you can get somebody humming along, they're really making a lot of progress, there's a lot of excitement, and then a relationship issue crops up, or you know, some other personal issue, maybe it's with their child or another family member. Just managing the coaching work with a client and getting the client to understand that sometimes you have to almost stop the work in order to address something else. Something else is more important. And I think that sort of rubs against work-life balance sometimes, you know, in the executive role. Sometimes, so, you know, you're working so many hours that you just can't get to all the personal stuff until it gets a little out of hand, right? You know what I mean? But sometimes it's also for me, to, when I work with clients, is getting them to understand that sometimes movement forwards isn't as quick as you'd like, because you have to work on some of those other issues that are standing in your way, maybe blocking the progress forward. And it's okay to spend time on it. It's okay to take time to work through some of those things that are interrupting your progress forward, and then get going again. So do you find that too, Bruce, when you work with individuals, that sometimes they're frustrated when the personal stuff comes up and it kind of gets in the way, but they have to spend time on it to clear it because it's really difficult for them to move forward? They're kind of blocked from moving forward?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so it's just it's all getting in there and slowly getting their way out of that jam. So, mm-hmm. So it, you know, it is a process, you know, and, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, test, you know, or trust the process and let's see how this goes. And so, yeah, I think that, you know, that these are concerns that a lot of people have, and whether it be business coaching, life coaching, or even creatives, you know, that some of these struggles and debris, whatever, you know, it's kind of universal to to everybody.
Yeah. And I think that's the key, that a lot of times when people get started and maybe they haven't been coached in the past and they're focused on business, and I find sometimes some people are almost not embarrassed, but they're, you know, like it borders on that. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I have all this other stuff going on that I really need to cover with you and take time for. And, you know, I'm always reassuring my clients and saying, you know, sometimes it's not just all business. You know, sometimes these things are important and need to be addressed. And when you start working with a coach that you've built trust with and you really feel like you can confidentially bring your stuff there, that relationship is really sacred. It's a very, very unique relationship, and it's a great place to bring your stuff so that you can work it through. Because a lot of you know, professionals in the business world, you know, they're juggling a lot of balls, right? There's a lot going on, and sometimes it's just, you know, instead of it overwhelming you like this big ball that's just rolling downhill, like, you know, it's just kind of separate out what's really going on and then prioritize, you know, what's the most important thing to go after right now and handle. What's the most important thing to you, you know, for you personally? And so I usually get down to the priorities, and sometimes it is a personal situation that needs to be cleared in a coaching session.
Right. It does. So, and then I think the other piece of it is understanding in the business coaching sphere, for my executives is me understanding what their job is, what their role is in their company, or what projects they're working on in their company, and really kind of understanding what they're doing, you know, and plugging in the coaching work into the work that they're doing in the company, in their company.
Right. You know? I'm understanding the company, the culture, what's the strategic direction, where they play, where they want to go, what's affecting them internally at the corporation.
Right. Right. And you know, I've not only that, but I've kind of taken it a step further. Like, somebody has either anxiety or something, but they're about ready to make a big pitch or presentation to try to sell a service to a company, or sell their service to company X, mm-hmm. and then really kind of digging in, like, okay, well, what do we know? And so what would be the setbacks? Well, how is this going to be different? How is this delivery? You know, what are you going to take into this meeting that you haven't before? And just really kind of behaviorally rehearse or go through, you know, some of the things with the business activity.
Right, almost like role playing, you know, the right. Upcoming presentation or event or sales call or a board meeting or whatever they have to attend. So what you're saying is just sort of rehearsing it and strategically reviewing it so that they have more comfortability and they're more prepared going into it.
Exactly. Another thing that happens is that a lot of folks aren't really tracking their own activities. And so part of the coaching process is kind of a weekly, you know, kind of a weekly rundown of what you did.
Right, right. Organizing it. Yeah.
Right. Just kind of give me a recap of the week. Hey, I made 13 sales calls. Hey, I sold, you know, a book of business. Hey, I did this. Hey, I did that. Hey, I helped somebody promote. Hey, I presented at a national conference that I'm now an eminent expert, you know, that I can show that I'm an eminent expert in this field. And so, you know, when I'm coaching these people, I'm kind of developing a profile for them to tell their supervisors or their leadership to say, hey, look, I'm doing sales and delivery and people building and culture building and selling services that maybe can be divided up into other sectors of the company as well. I'm a leader in the field, you know. I'm a thought leader or a culture architect or you know. And so, kind of building this comprehensive.
It's almost like an internal resume, because like a lot of people.
Exactly.
And you know, I find the same thing. A lot of people are not tracking their progress. And a lot of times they almost overlook, you know, a lot of times we can get so caught up in doing and checking things off the to-do list that we don't really track our progress in terms of our contribution and what we've accomplished moving forward. And I do find that with clients that it's super important to do that with them. And because sometimes they just completely overlook it. They don't always connect all the dots. We don't always connect all the dots in our own professional life, you know, all of our accomplishments and how this relates to this and how this boosts our image in this way or that way. But working with somebody, it's like the two heads are better than one theory is, you know, working with a coach is tracking, you know, while you're talking, a coach is tracking, and together, you're not going to miss something, you know? And a lot of times it's, do you find, Bruce, that it's like really aha moments for people when they really didn't connect with something fabulous that they did? You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. And so on one of my coaching engagements, this guy was a high performer, high achiever, but he's also pretty anxious and pretty worried. Sometimes he'd be a little bit suspicious and paranoid. I mean, I shouldn't say paranoid, say extremely cautious.
Cautious.
Anyway, so toward the end of this guy's rating period, I rounded up all those weekly emails and said, look, you did this, 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 this. And the guy's like, man, I didn't even know I did all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, man, that's why I have you do this as part of the coaching. So because then particularly when the company is paying for the who is the stakeholder here? In my case, it's the company most of the time. It's not this dude paying me out of his pocket. It's the company paying me out of the big pocket, right? So then I can say, hey, we did this. I shouldn't say we. He did this. He did that. He did the other thing. He's a Renaissance man now or whatever. You know,
right. He's way better look at all you have accomplished. Look at what he has pulled together. Yeah.
So then I'm answering the call to the stakeholder, and they can see in a fairly measurable way, wow, this guy is now doing this. This guy is now doing that. And, man, what a thrill for me.
It is exciting to be a support to somebody, especially in the area where they're so busy moving forward that they're missing their accomplishments along the way. And not everybody is as good at confidently tooting their own horn. You know what I mean? Like that's an extra role that some people don't play well. And that is a support that a coach can give you, is pulling that together and really recognizing your achievements, not only to you individually, but to whoever in the company, you know, that you, like you said, you have to report back to. So I think that's super important. I think a lot of people don't really realize how far they've come and what their accomplishments and contributions are. So that can be a confidence booster, right? You know, getting them to slow down long enough to really see what they're doing and the success that they have day to day, week to week, month to month, can be very much ego boosting, right? When they really get a look at it from a different perspective than they would have done individually on their own.
Right. It is that kind of, it's ironic because they provided the individual data points. All I did was kind of track their movements and their behaviors, if you will, and when it kind of
it's another set of eyes, you know, supporting them in a well-rounded way. You know, it's somebody partnering with them, pushing them forward, motivating them, right? But also recognizing what they have accomplished and have achieved. So that may be like, you know, those sidebar issues that come up in coaching as somebody's tracking where they're going, you know, why they want to get there, you know, what's really important to them in terms of their professional performance and the goals that they're setting and the accomplishments that they want to make, contributions they want to make. So that's one area where they may not be tracking it accurately. They may not really be self-reflecting, slowing down long enough to really see what they are contributing. So that's really important. And I see that too with some of the startup businesses and small businesses, you know, medium-sized businesses. You know, it's just really strategically looking at the big picture in it from a circular perspective. Sometimes individuals need support from a coach in order to do that. And what's another area that you see, Bruce, when you maybe initially engage with somebody? One of the things that I see, and maybe you have some experience with this, is getting people to ground. You know, they tend to be, when they're really busy professionals and successful professionals, they tend to get scattered. There's so many things that are floating and balls in the air that they get a little bit overwhelmed. And so getting them to ground and focus on priorities and what's most important, they start calming down and seeing things differently. You know what I mean? Where it doesn't seem so much, they start seeing it more strategically of what's important. You know, let's work on this and get this done, and then let's work on this. But sometimes working on it all at the same time, I find that a lot with people, they get overwhelmed because there's too much. I call it too.
Yes, yes. In my experience, and it's only a limitation of my experience, right, is that, you know, it's always been like one or two things that were going on at an extreme level that were then causing the anxiety. You know what I mean? It wasn't, I know what you're saying. Hey, I have all these things in the air, and we're going to do a task-based approach to handling these things in a sequential manner and whatever. You know what? I will say this. I'm actually coaching two or so coaches on their business startup. And that's coming out like, oh my gosh, you know, I have a pending website and business cards and this and that and a business plan and filing for my LLC and how am I going to get clients and where is my office space going to be and how am I going to decorate my office and what kinds of things am I going to have in my office? What kind of
so much. Right.
And so for those individuals that are, you know, budding coaches, you know, and I remember that myself, feeling not quite so overwhelmed because I had all my social media mechanisms in place and my office in place. But, you know, I remember those days. And so, yes, yeah, some of the business startup people and these coaching startup coaches are really dealing with that.
Right. They get a little overwhelmed by how much, but still, I mean, if you work with a coach, you're strategically moving forward and making progress as you go, and you're prioritizing, okay, what's next? What's the most important thing? Instead of trying to get it all done in a day or a week, you know, although some people have that ability to do that and maybe the time freedom, but when you're looking at, starting a business and maybe still working full time or maybe you're just, you know, are moving your business forward in a corporate setting, managing your professional life while your life is in progress, right, can be an interesting thing. And I know you address this a lot because we do share our share some of our coaching stories, not with names and addresses. We never do that. It's all confidential. But just storylines is that some people have issues around work-life balance, right? How do I make this all happen over here and still give attention to my personal life? How does that show up in your practice, Bruce?
Well, you know, it can show up in a lot of different ways. You know, I mean, we talk about, you know, that personal life aspect, you know, that's another kettle of fish there sometimes, because there's that work life and issues going on at work, but then the personal life is another choke point for people. And is, you know, is that personal life affecting the work life? And many times it is. So actually, right, on one of my C-suite executives, I'm setting up some I have set up some personal goals for this C-suite executive to address concurrently with the, you know, work and professional goals.
Right, right. So, because they run very parallel, and sometimes changes in somebody's personal life can affect their focus at work, right? So another area, I mean, it's like they run parallel. So sometimes the professional life starts affecting the personal life a little bit too much, but sometimes things in the personal life will take focus from individuals in their professional life. And as a coach, we got to keep their focus on what's important, right? And sometimes it's all important, but you don't want one to override the other to such a degree that it becomes a handicap.
Exactly, exactly. So I know we've talked about work-life balance, but there's also that kind of work-life fit, you know, just you got to make it you got to make it fit. So for some people, that's just a better paradigm. And then how do we make it fit? And then once we make it fit, then we try to achieve balance down the road. You know what I mean? Versus leaving
making it
this balance.
Right.
Screw that. You know, it ain't gonna happen. You know what I mean?
So, does it ever happen, right?
Well, it does. In a perfect world, it does. And many times it does. But, man, that's a process. And that's a place. It takes a while to get there, you know?
Right. And it takes constant effort, right? You know, maybe the effort word isn't a good word, but it's constantly evolving and constantly changing your professional life while your personal life is constantly changing and evolving too. And it's, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of accepting the bumps in the road too, you know, like to not give up, because, you know, sometimes people start second guessing their progress, their confidence, you know, their commitment, their confidence to their endeavors, whether it's a CEO, executive, or a business person in business for themselves. You know, they start questioning being able to continue the momentum forward when too much comes up in their personal life. So sometimes it's knowing that it's never going to, you know, be smooth forever. You know, there's going to be some bumps in the road, and having a coach to work through those times can be really beneficial, especially if somebody's overwhelmed and they're having a difficult time focusing on the things they really want to move forward because there's too much coming up for them in the personal side of their life.
Yeah, right. And having that third-party person, such as you and I, to help be present with our clients and help them, you know, go through these life instances. You know what I mean? And have that there in play can really help. It's just very, very helpful.
Well, it's like having a partner. You know, like if you're married, or you have a partner in your personal life, it's somebody to bounce, you know, like somebody to bounce things off. So it doesn't, you don't start awfulizing a situation. It's like, you know, there is a way through it. You know, I use that phrase, two heads are better than one, you know, looking at it from a different perspective, a different set of eyes can make it feel less overwhelming. You know, sometimes just, you know, calm down and focus, like what's really important to you? What do you really need to accomplish today to feel like you had a successful day? You know what I mean? Like sometimes it's just narrowing it down. I do a lot of that when people feel like too much is coming at them, right? And I'm sure, you know, there's too much is coming at people a lot of days. And so how do you manage that and your personal life, but still keeping a focus on what's the most important thing? If something happened today, what's the most important thing that would happen to make you feel like at the end of the day you were successful professionally? And sometimes people just need to narrow it down to that and get busy with those things.
Right. Or how do you feel successful personally? Or
right.
Do you have a satiation point? You know, in other words, can you have a day that was sufficient?
Just enough.
Yeah, it's good enough. It's good enough for government work. It was good enough. It's just good enough. I got enough stuff done. I can go to bed, or I can do self-care, or I can eat correctly and not self-medicate or do any self-harming behavior. And I can go to bed and sleep without one eye open and being anxious and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think for some people that are so perfectionistic, and it's never good enough, you know.
Right,
that,
right.
That teaching that, man, just what's good enough? You know, what, you know, are you satisfied? You know, satiation in a satisfied way. You satisfied with the day, and kind of retooling some of their expectations. So yeah.
And what do you think it takes to get somebody there who is a severe perfectionist, maybe severe type A? You know, where they're constantly thinking about what they got to do next, and you know what they got to build and what they got to make. How do you get somebody who operates like that to just have that okay day where, you know, they really look back and it was enough, you know? so that they don't, like you said, do destructive behaviors trying to overcompensate that anxiety that they're feeling on a continual basis. Because I know, like, I work with people like that, and it's really rewarding when you get them to that balance point. You know what I mean? What are some of the things that you see for that personality type where typically the day is not enough? It's just never enough.
Well, I mean, if I walk up to, if I go play blackjack at a casino and I lose and lose and lose or whatever, or a slot machine, and lose and lose and lose and lose, and pretty much I'm gonna have to walk away from that slot machine or that vice, because I'm never winning, right? I'm just getting my ass handed to me again and again and again and again. And so at some point you think, man, okay, well, now we can kind of drag and drop this into that mindset, right? They're never happy. It's never good enough. The glass is half empty. Like, man, I try to get the person to see that their thinking is literally an exercise in futility.
Right. Right.
They are literally wasting their time because they're thinking about something that they'll never get around. You can't stand in a river and say, I want it to flow from south to north. It ain't gonna happen. That river ain't gonna flow from south to north. You can sit there and you can bitch and moan and complain, but you know, so
it is what it is. And it's getting people to see that, right? Because, you know, that's the beauty of having a coach too, is you're working through, you're talking about thinking, situations that you're never going to win in, or maybe a mindset that really isn't serving you, and actually taking the time, putting the energy into thinking about it from a different perspective and practicing, you know, new ways of doing things, new habits. I mean, that is what gets change to happen. And with coaching, what's wonderful is most of the time, not 100% of the time, but I would say, and you would probably agree with this, Bruce, that most of the time people show up willing to do some work to change. They're willing to look at things differently. They're willing to, something's not working enough for them to seek help, whether it's moving a new business forward or trying to get a promotion they're not getting, or somebody in the workplace isn't happy with them, or somebody at home isn't happy with them, right? That they are seeking out the counsel and support of a coach, right? They're willing to do something different.
Exactly.
Which is the beautiful part of coaching as a coach, is like, right, we get people showing up willing and wanting movement forward and knowing something's not working right. And maybe if I seek the support of somebody else who's trained with a skill set to get at this with me, I might be able to first see it differently, then think it differently, then maybe change something, right?
Right, right. So it is, and you bring up something I think that's very important. It's that combination of thinking about it differently, perhaps making a paradigm shift, and pairing that with meaningful action, right, that will then yield this new good result.
How about the new good result, practicing shifting a behavior that really, you know, I liked your analogy. You always give good analogy on an ongoing basis, but the one about the river, it's not going to change. It is what it is. So what's left is you changing, right? Which is really, really, really a pain in the ass, right? It's when it comes down to you have to shift. Because the situation, the environment, the person you're dealing with, the company, the CEO, whoever you're dealing with, is not changing. So what's left is you. How do you find people or, you know, like the practicing the change behavior? Like, you know, do they get impatient? How long does it take for them to see the results, the change behavior, the change way of thinking, until they go, wow, I actually... You know, I mean, it happened for me. I actually spontaneously did it without the trying and the practice of shifting it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know, for me, in my experience, it takes a while. I mean, the people that I work with, I mean, they have fairly ingrained and entrenched, you know, behavioral patterns.
Patterns, right, right.
And work habits,
work habits, right? That aren't effective.
True, yeah, that too. And so you know, it can
take a time. Yeah, that's a good point, you know, to just mention, like, when we're talking about taking time and when you work with a coach and if you hire a coach, you know, typically, you know, it's an hour a week sessions and, you know, 90 days is typical. But ongoing work sometimes can be really necessary to change those ingrained patterns of thinking and habits. And in my experience, sometimes it can take 6 to 12 months for that shift to really happen on its own, spontaneously. I don't know what your experience has been, where people really work hard and then all of a sudden, wow, it's just happening because they've put the work in.
Right, right. And that's always, well, that's just great to see, you know. And
oh, it's fabulous.
I had had another coaching case, you know, talked about that. We did the year in review and how he's just doing things naturally now. And he's made these shifts in the way he communicates with others and the way he emails other business partners. And, you know, things have just been, you know, just been really, you know, really good for him. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm just,
so you're saying a year review. So I guess you're finding the same thing, that the commitment that somebody puts in from a time standpoint, it's not going to all happen in a couple sessions, right? It's not going to always happen in 2 or 3 months, but the commitment, to stay in the game, you know, a year later, and somebody looks back and they really have implemented, it's starting to happen. What you said naturally, it's like, oh my God, I'm doing this. I'm not second guessing myself. I'm not thinking, pulling the past forward. I'm actually setting a boundary right here, right now. I'm doing things differently. That is the reward for the client as well as the coach. It's like, it's working now. It's taken time and hard work, but it's working.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, and that's kind of the thrill, you know, my
thrill. It is a thrill.
Yeah, just to see people in a new place, in a better place, and just, you know, more free, more relaxed, moving forward, and just achieving.
Less stress, right? Less angst, less second guessing, less doubt, right? Sort of just rolling in a more natural way, in a more effective way. It's a wonderful thing to see. Very, very rewarding. But the excitement for the clients sometimes is just, oh my gosh, it's fabulous to watch, right? When they see change behavior, change thinking, you know, and they're just seeing the success happen in their life spontaneously because of it.
Yeah. And it is a wonderful thing. And that's what we were, you know, that's what, why we're here. That's the goal, or certainly one of the goals, is to get folks to that point. And you know, once that magic happens, you know, it, like you said, it's
contagious for sure.
Yeah,
it's definitely contagious, right?
But, you know, and that's good. I think that's why everybody, or virtually not everybody, but many people could become a coach. They could be coaches because there's, you know, there are people out there that they can influence and they can help. And you know, I mean, there's, you know, it's, I want to say it's like matchmaking, like there's somebody for everybody, but there is something in somebody that you can help, knowing coaching techniques and knowing some other things. There are things that you can do to help some people, you know. So
right, right. And not everybody who gets trained in coaching necessarily becomes an executive coach or business coach or personal development coach. I mean, some people, like we've talked about in past shows, is they go for the training because they want the skill set, because they want the understanding of how to ask powerful questions that help people move forward. And maybe they're in a role in their you know, in a job that they're currently in, which these skills are going to enhance their performance and support their employees or support their coworkers, you know, that there's a way, like you said, there's a way to help everybody. Somebody can support somebody through coaching skills. And it's not always going to end up in, you know, where you're actually professionally a coach, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Like you said, we have the creative coaches and a whole other, you know, variety of coaching. However, right, no matter what type of coaching it is going to require you to engage with your client. You know, you're just, you're going to have to engage with your client at some level and really understand where they're at and what they're looking for and what the needs are. So, you know,
what they want to accomplish through the coaching.
Through the coaching experience. That's right.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
right. And so, I think that's, you know, it's such a good process and fun journey, and it's a little bit different for everybody, and no two people are alike, and it's always different, you know, every time, you know, that's one of the interesting and fun things about coaching, right? It's very
diverse. I think every session, you never know, right? You could be working with somebody for a long time. Every session is different. It's uniquely its own. It's like it goes where it goes. You know what I mean? Because the client leads, and it's really about what's going on with the client. As a coach, you know, it's like that global listening. You know, it's like really intently listening and feeling and hearing your client and seeing where they're at. And you know, you learn to process very quickly and listen very deeply to get at where they're, what they're really trying to say and what they really want and where they're heading. You know, and sometimes, I don't know if, I'm sure this comes up for you too, Bruce, is, you know, sometimes I think when I work with clients, they have so much going on in so many different areas in their life, busy professional people, that they lose sight of, and this is what I think is one of the most beautiful things about coaching and most meaningful things, they lose sight of what they really want. Do you know what I mean? They forget to, they lose sight of asking themselves that, you know, with all this stuff going on, what do I really want? You know what I mean? They're so fulfilling roles and demands on a regular basis, daily basis, that they start losing sight of that. And I think that's where a coach can step in and really say, okay, so all of this is going on, but what's really most important for you? You know what I mean? What's really what you want to see happen next? What you really want to focus on? Do you find that with the individuals, the executives you work with, and the individuals that sometimes they lose sight of that?
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, the first, gosh, and again, I know my experience base is a little bit stilted, you know, in terms of this existential goal. It's usually, I'm stuck. Here's where I'm stuck. I want to be unstuck. You know what I mean? Here are
right.
some problematic areas for me. And now I want those alleviated, and I want to be non-problematic. You know what I mean? So often
non-problematic.
I'm not shooting for some sort of Aristotelian goal of the greater good and welfare of man. You know, it's like, hey, what do you really want? Hey, I really want to get out of this jam. Now, I'm probably speaking for a lot of dudes out there, right? Like, yeah, you know, I feel that. You know, like, I'm messed up right now. Get me out of this hole. Like, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, let's get you out of that hole. And I think that, you know, but yeah, people kind of lose sight, right? They lose sight because they get kind of caught up in the moment, you know.
Well, and they get bogged down by the layers of stuff that they're trying, you know, they have to accomplish on a daily basis, you know, just the running, you know, to-do list, if you know, personally and professionally, right? That they start losing sight of what really would make them happy personally.
Exactly. Or some people just live in the moment so hard, they don't even know what the main thing is they're shooting for. You know, you got to think about that. We talk about that with millennials and the new Generation Z.
Right, right. There's like the no strategic planning, right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? They don't know. Because there's, yeah, I get that. People come at it from different directions. And as a coach, you know, the whole point is we meet people where they're at. It's not about us, right? Or what we think necessarily. It's really meeting the client where they're at and what they're trying to accomplish in terms of moving forward. But yeah, certainly some people don't plan, right? It's not part of their DNA. And so that's something that maybe they need to sharpen a little bit in order to get the things they want to happen.
Exactly, right? Because of that lack of planning or goal-directedness, they're kind of caught, you know. They're kind of caught in a situation and they need some assistance to get to a better place.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm. I think that that's a good point. And we certainly do have to set goals and plan the things that we want. And, you know, mapping it out, you know, is really fun, too, to work with clients to map it out and write it down and put it to paper and set the plan and set the goals and the action steps. That's a big part of what coaching is. And not everybody has that skill set. They just don't. They're flying by the seat of their pants sometimes, right?
Hey, yeah. I mean, sometimes I have that skill set deficit myself, but yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a great point, you know. And so, yeah, again, just having us there is a great thing, and it just helps with accountability and movement and progress, and you know, it's a good thing. So.
And accountability is key too. You know, having somebody to report back to report your progress, to, you know, to kind of lay out the things you really want to accomplish, and have somebody that you are accountable to. Were you successful? Did you get it done? It's important. You know, it helps. It helps people move forward.
It really does. It really does. That's why it's the coaching process, right? And it's part of the process. So. Yeah, you know, no matter where you are, there you are, right? So we just gotta, you know, keep
sharpening it up.
Yeah, man, keep these folks
sharpen
going.
It.
And yeah, and it's just a whole lot of fun, you know. It's just a lot of fun, and I love being in this industry and seeing all the things that are happening. And
I do as well. I do as well. It's very heartfelt. I wanted to share with our listeners, you know, Bruce was out here on business in Southern California from Texas, and we were sharing and a meeting. And I think we were sort of sitting side by side, sort of looking, but then sitting side by side. And at one moment, the end of the conversation, we started talking about how much we love the coaching profession. Do you remember this? And we both went with our right hand to our heart at exactly the same time. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I remember that.
And that was kind of a moment for both of us. It was like, we're talking, we're strategizing, and then we just sort of were not looking at each other, sort of that side by side looking forward, and we just went, we just love what we do because, and our right hand went to our heart because it's heartfelt work. You really feel like you're making a difference in people's lives, and there's something that fills you up about that that's hard to compare, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that was kind of a moment for us when we both did it at the same time. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. It is kind of a good creepy that we had that kind of synchronicity.
That's funny. Yeah.
Good juju. Was it woo woo?
Good juju. Yeah, good, I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good energy. Good energy profession for sure.
Well, we got a minute left, man. I tell you.
All right.
One down here.
Thanks for listening in, everyone.
Yeah, here on the Concierge Coach Show. Hey, feel free to see our Facebook page at Concierge Coaches Show. I can be reached Twitter at Cameron Coaches. And Cindy, what's your contact information?
WisdomFoods.com. Also can be reached personally at 714-943-6206. And we're wishing everybody a fabulous rest of the week.
Awesome. And with that said, we'll see y'all here next week. Oh, also catch us on iTunes, by the way, and on the LA Talk Radio podcast archived area. So we'll see you next week here on the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Take care. Have a great
Over
week.
And out. Thanks.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand only on LA Talk Radio.